This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Hello. I have with me Laura. Hi, Laura. Welcome. We have Ida. Hi, Ida. We have Deborah. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Tanya.
We have Delta, who's joining us.
Hello.
Hi, Delta. Cindy. Welcome, Cindy. My name is Tanya Friedman. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Kinetics USA, and I will be your host today. We have guests from Sanford Health who are joining us. Our topic today is our client showcase, and we're going to be learning all about Sanford Health. Today, we're going to learn about where Sanford Health is. They're one of the largest healthcare systems in the country. We're going to be learning about the organization. We're going to be learning about their locations. We're going to be learning about why they decided to hire internationally educated nurses. We're going to be learning about their education programs. We're going to be learning about their career growth opportunities. So we're going to get started. So I'm going to ask the panel each to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. Ida, let's start with you then. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi there. My name is Ida. I've been in the U.S. for 5 years now. I'm a nurse too. I'm one of the charge nurses or clinical care leaders in Sanford currently. I joined Sanford in 2017.
Okay, so Ida's been with Sanford Health for a while now. Delta, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Delta. I am from Jamaica. I have been living in the US for the last 5 years, and I have been with Sanford then. I am currently serving in a capacity as a charge nurse with Sanford for the last maybe 2 to 3 years. My husband is here with me in the US, lives in Fargo with me. So that's really wonderful having my family with me.
Fabulous. Thank you, Delta. And tell us, why did you want to come to the United States?
So for me, I wanted to experience healthcare in a first world country. Again, I also wanted better opportunities. Of course, nursing is vast and wide in the US. And better financial gain, of course.
Okay, absolutely. The money is also important. So lots of reasons for Delta to want to come to the United States. And I see we've got Kay Dean is watching from Jamaica. So I know she's giving a shout out to you, Delta. Okay, Cindy, do you want to tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I've worked for the enterprise for about 15 years. This year will be my 15th year. And a lot of that time I was on the senior care side with our Good Samaritan Society locations as a nursing home administrator. And for the last 3 years, I've been in the Sioux Falls, South Dakota market as in HR, working on wonderful projects like this. And I'm very excited about this.
Well, that's a long time that you've been with the organization, Cindy. So that's always a good sign when people have been there for a long time. So we look forward to hearing your perspective.
So I'm Deb Letcher, and I have the privilege to work within the Human Resources Department under the Center for Excellence of Learning, Development, and Education that supports the onboarding of new hires, new employees. And then we also support the continuing development of individuals with a lot of emphasis on nursing. I've had the opportunity to teach and work at the bedside, work in community. Really love to be in innovative spaces and partner with academics. So we create lots of fun new ways of supporting our nurses over a period of time.
Fabulous, Dave. So a wealth of experience that Deb brings to us today, and we look forward to learning from the panel. Okay, so let's get started. The one thing that I think could be interesting for many international nurses that are watching today is a lot of international nurses might know about New York or California or Texas, but might not know that much about the Midwest. So we're going to find out a little bit more about what it's like to live in the Midwest, in those three states that Cindy was telling us a little bit more about. But one thing that's kind of surprising that I want to just share with everybody is that the number one happiest state in the United States, there was a recent survey that said the number one happiest state in the United States is North Dakota, and number four is South Dakota. So that was kind of an interesting statistic that I thought could be very interesting for people to hear about, because they might not know that much about North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. So what is it like to live in the Midwest? Delta, had you heard about the Midwest before you came here?
Definitely not.
Okay. Interesting. Tell us about your experience and what it's like.
It has been really exciting. It's new and I love that. Mm-hmm. So, of course, living from Jamaica to North Dakota, that's like a complete 360 degree turn for me in regards to the weather. But outside of it being cold and snowing here, there are lots of fun activities that can be done. You have sleighing, you have hockey, ice hockey. There are lots of other outside activities that can be done while it's in the winter. And of course, we have four seasons, so that's fun. Also, one of the things I love about being in North Dakota too, the people here are very friendly, they're warm, and that's why I have literally been living here ever since I migrated. It's hard leaving, being comfortable, and I love that. The people here are very warm and very friendly, and that's why I'm still here in Fargo, North Dakota.
Well, we love to hear that, and the Midwest is known for that. Am I right, Deb? I mean, you know, for an American, born American, you know, what is the Midwest known for? What would you say?
The Midwest is known for working hard, being loyal, being, you know, well loved, I would say. They're trusted. They're looked. They're often called, like, in our neighboring Minnesota, we often hear the phrase Minnesota nice, and that really transfers to the neighboring states, where that upper Great Plains area is really referenced to a very nice community that takes good care of one another and befriends one another.
Okay, fabulous. Ida, had you heard about North Dakota or South Dakota before you arrived here? Had you heard about it before, and what did you know about it?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't. I have a sister in California, and so when I came into the U.S., I stayed with her for a couple of days, and when I heard that I'm getting an assignment in North Dakota, so we have to Google it up where it is, and my sister was like, oh, it's going to be cold in there, and you have to search, like, how many days it's going to be cold, like, how thick the snow are, you know, all those things, and I said, my sister, like, but you know what? It's a good place. Like, watch the tax is low, the crime rate is low. It's a good place to start and settle before going into the big, overwhelming city, you know.
Absolutely. So you spoke about the tax. It's known to be a very tax friendly state, or state. So I think North Dakota is ranked fifth for tax-friendly state, and South Dakota is ranked fourth for tax-friendly state. Cindy, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, from my personal experience, really, I relocated to South Dakota from Colorado, is where I was born and raised. And just registering a vehicle in Colorado could be just so much pricier. And so when my family relocated to this area and you know, bought a home and were, you know, registering our vehicles, it was such a relief to have a cheaper experience here in this area than in some of the other areas of the United States.
Okay, so that can be very helpful, because a lot of nurses outside of the United States don't realize how different the different states can be, for example, in terms of taxes or cost of living. Deb, maybe can you talk a little bit about the cost of living?
Sure. So the cost of living in our area is definitely different and less than the major cities in the United States. We have an agricultural base in a lot of our community areas. The farmers come to town and those that supply them with products come to town and seek our businesses. So the community really supports in the lower tax rate, but supports our communities in a positive way because of these central areas that we're talking about today, providing goods and services such as Fargo, Bismarck, and Sioux Falls, as well as Bemidji. So that's a real positive for us, where we don't have to inflate dollars. When you mentioned crime being less, that also decreases the resources that we need to invest in our communities in a reactive way. So you'll find that our communities are very proactive in building health promotion kinds of opportunities. There's lots of parks and natural kinds of opportunities to experience. We grew up in the upper Great Plains as kind of living on the land, so to speak. And cost of living has just been really well taken care of, I guess, in our community. It isn't inflated by such dramatic factors that other regions of the country are impacted by.
Well, I live in California, so having a tax-friendly state with a reasonable cost of living is very appealing, I think, and very interesting, I think, for a lot of international nurses that really don't know much about the area and about the Midwest.
And I would say that even like housing, you know, to purchase a home in our areas is much more doable than if you go to a coastal region and consider wanting to buy just even a one-bedroom home. It's very, very possible to buy a two- or three-bedroom home in a very comfortable way in the Midwest.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Does anybody want to share what a nurse thinking of coming to the area might be paying in terms of rent or in terms of housing? Just an idea or an estimate what might be expected.
Okay, so I lived, when I just came here, I wanted somewhere that was very close to work, that was super comfortable coming from home. So I chose to live in one of the considered high-end apartments here in Fargo. I had two bedrooms, two bathrooms. They had gym, spa, saunas, pool, all those fancy stuff.
Sounds fancy. Because
parking, outside parking, and I was paying like $900.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, coming from San Diego, I don't think you'd be able to get like a front door for $900. Wow, that sounds amazing. Ida, what was your experience with the housing?
Well, I just bought a house.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And it's basically, I'm only paying about $1,500, which is a three-bedroom house, three-level house, three bedrooms, three bathrooms, and I have a big double deck and 8,000 square foot of lawn.
Wow.
And we're using the lawn for when we play volleyball with other Filipino nurses.
That's amazing. So it's so wonderful to hear. And I know that you are inspiring so many international nurses by sharing Delta and Ida, your stories on the housing, because, you know, for example, like Ida buying your own home, I mean, that like really is the American dream, right? So really fabulous to hear. One of the other things, Deb, you mentioned about the safety. I know that Minnesota is rated the safest state in the United States. So it's really great to hear that there's that safety aspect. But what would you say to a global nurse who is now kind of thinking of the Midwest? What are fun things to do? I know we have some pictures and our team shared some of those pictures. So maybe let's go back to them and you can share what those pictures are all about. If somebody wants to share what these pictures are.
So these photos, the two top photos are a summer and then a winter photo of the falls in the Sioux Falls city. They're beautiful. There's a fun park and walkway in that area in the downtown section of the city. You can and at Christmas time, you can see that, you know, there's lots of decorating and lights. You can see Fargo in the winter. That Fargo sign is a hallmark of the city, and the city takes great pride in the history that it represents. The next photos represent on the left harvest time and the season of fall, and the right is a stadium of a popular baseball game that was going on in the summer. So really the photos are highlighting the seasons that we have the opportunity to experience. The top right photo with the water is Niagara Falls. So, you know, there's sites across the United States that we can drive to or fly to and enjoy on our time off. Cindy, you might want to talk about the other photos.
Sure. We have some skiing. You know, the Midwest doesn't get a lot of love for changing altitudes here, but we do have some really wonderful areas where skiing and sledding and outdoor activities in the winter are wonderful. You saw a puppy outside enjoying the snow in their little Santa sweater. And then the upper right corner was, of course, in the western side of South Dakota, Mount Rushmore. So a big touristy area full of really cool restaurants and things to do and places to see. But of course, a statue that was carved in the side of a mountain. So some wonderful things to do and see in the area for sure.
A lot of fun stuff and things that people didn't maybe know existed. And that one picture that I think the first one was in South Dakota, Deb, that you spoke about. I mean, that really looked like, you know, I mean, just to experience those four seasons, I think would be so exciting for many international nurses to have that beautiful summer. And then that second picture of the same area looked like a winter wonderland. So really fun to see that. I think we have some pictures from Ida as well. Ida, do you want to talk us through these pictures?
Oh, the picture on the right is when we went to Montana.
Okay.
That's in Glacier National Park. And then beside it with me is my kid and I building a snowman. So that's the thing that we do every year. So we have a snowman. Just now we have another snowman outside the house. So that's what we do every winter time. Snowman, snowball fight, making angels in the snow. So a lot of things. My kid would not want to go somewhere else. I've been asking him, would you want us to settle somewhere else? And he would say, nope, I like my snow. So.
Oh, I love it. And I love that you've got like your traditions now. So, you know, you've got your traditions of building your snowman and the snow angels. And I love that that's now a yearly thing that your family can look forward to. All right, so let's talk a little bit more specifically about the organization and Sanford Health. So we have a graphic now about the statistics and just how big Sanford Health is. Cindy, can you talk us through this slide?
Sure. As I mentioned before, Sanford Health is so nuanced and we have so many different service lines and we just do literally everything from first breath to final breath. And so these are some of our annual statistics from 2020. And we all know that year was a little difficult around the world as it was kicking off this unfortunate pandemic. But, you know, we still had 5.2 million outpatient and clinic visits, 82,848 admissions across our enterprise. Surgeries and procedures, again, well over 100,000. 9,100 births, We had over, you know, almost 200,000 emergency department visits. And then in our skilled senior locations, you know, there were, you know, 2.6 million lives that were touched by our wonderful caregivers and teams. And that was in just the skilled census, not to mention our assisted and senior living areas, 772,000 and 1.1 million senior living. So we do have apartments where individuals that are 55 plus can live independently and well. And so 1.1 million and just growing all the time. As you know, as we continue to grow and as our populations grow, we're just so excited to be in every community that we serve.
Wow, that's amazing. It's really, I think most international nurses don't realize how big Sanford Health is. And because the organization is so big, there's just so much to offer. Laura, what do you like about working for Sanford Health?
And great,
Laura. Sorry to interrupt you, but I know that you were cut off in the beginning with a little bit of a technical hitch. So maybe just introduce yourself as well to everybody who's watching, because I know you didn't get a chance to give a little bit of your background.
Sure. So, good morning. My name is Laura Stokes. I am RN lead clinical educator for Sanford Health. I've been with Sanford Health for about 20 years. And I can kind of tie in both questions, introduction, and why I like Sanford. I have had so many opportunities with this organization. I started as a certified nursing assistant when I was in high school. And since then, I've really had the opportunity to grow, have professional growth as I went back to school to be a nurse, an LPN, then an RN, and achieved certifications even since then, and really grown from that role in a rural setting to working in an enterprise role. So that kind of describes my background and what I like about it. I'll talk a little bit about the variety. So I started and still continue to work as needed in one of the rural facilities for Sanford Health. And what's unique about the rural facilities is the opportunities that you have to work in the different areas and then collaborate with the bigger, the larger network sites. You know, just always having that support of an entire health system is just wonderful.
Wow. And I think it's very inspirational for nurses around the world to see how your career has grown and evolved with the organization in the many years that you've been with them. Ida and Delta, can you share with the global nurses around the world why you like working for Sanford Health?
Okay, so I started here in 2017 on a med-surg unit. I am still with the same unit, of course, to the sense where I do get a sense of family, togetherness, really good support. So that's why I'm still with Sanford. And as Laura pointed out, there are opportunities for growth. We do have autonomy as nurses here, and you have really good support on a daily basis with Sanford.
Okay. So, and I love the fact that you are still with the same unit.
Yes.
They're like family.
Definitely.
And if you think of how many hours you spend at work when you're enjoying yourself with nice people around you, that makes it very enjoyable to go to work. Ida, what about you?
Well, I started working in the same unit that Delta was, medical surgical, and then I moved to the new Sanford building, and when they opened up what we call as the innovation unit. So this unit caters to by the name itself, it says innovation. So we do a lot of projects, and I like to do change. I mean, change is not something that everyone really like look up to or go forward with, but it's something that I like, especially when it comes to patient care. You know, try stuff, and if it works, then it's good. If it doesn't, then what's the point of having it? And so we do projects like when we opened up the unit, we have what we call the huddle board project. So I was part of the projects, and now we're working on care rounding, electronic care rounding. So getting the technologies that you want and trying out new technologies, that's a lot of fun stuff.
Wow.
And plus the teamwork and the culture of the unit is what I love most.
Okay. So again, the culture coming through, which both Delta and Ida different experiences, interesting enough. So it's great that Sanford can offer that. Delta was happy to stay in her unit and loved it and wanted to be there. Ida looking for something different and looking for some innovation and change, and the organization can cater for both. And Ida, tell us a little bit more about those two projects.
Well, the first one was the huddle board. So we started off, we trialed that project, and it's more about starting your shift with a huddle. Like, we look into what our census look like and how many surgicals we're getting, how many admissions and discharges. So it's more of an overview of what your shift would look like. And we would look into patients who have were high risk for falls and who needs to be on bed alarm, or patients who needs to be repositioned. So it's not just your patient on your own, but it's rather more of a teamwork. Like, this patient is all about for this whole team, including your charge nurses, the bedside nurses, your nursing aides, and working on like, okay, this patient is a Foley, and what do we need to do about it? Do we have Foley cares? Our nursing aide knows, okay, it's a Foley care, then we can delegate those to our nursing aides. And we talk about like, what are the things that, looking back and looking forward, new projects, new educations, we look into what are the things that we missed opportunities for looking back. Like maybe we forgot to put the bed alarms on. It's something that we need to remind everyone, like, hey, this patient's a high fall risk. We need to make sure that the bed alarm are on before you leave the patient room. So this huddle is like an overview of the whole unit itself. And it's a good way to communicate, not just within your shift, but on every shift for the next couple of days.
Very interesting. So the innovation and the problem-solving approach is continually ongoing at Sanford Health. And obviously that will filter into the rest of the organization.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.